We were just planning the album the other day. I never thought I'd be making this song. Shit crazy. But I don't even know where to start, but when I first met you, all you talked about was Wu-Tang Movement. Then I introduced you to this cocaine music. And every other day you express your love for Ray and your love for Ye. Then we used to debate about how your partners in the industry thought I still sold Ye. And we were both geeked up by doing the deal with Jay. I got my first number one and you was on the run with me. Never want to leave the country cause I can take my gun with me. You weren't with the gangsta shit but yet you still hung with me. This time I go to Disney, I'ma take your son with me. First we went to London, then we went to Dubai. You was off the hen and I was smoking, I got too high. Damn, time fly by. It's like I knew your whole lifetime, my nigga. Like, we accomplished so much shit, we talked about so much shit, we done so much shit, like. You know me, I'm a stubborn motherfucker, like, I ain't listening to nobody, like. I'm just moving how I'm moving, and like, you was just that nigga I always could get through to me, I don't even know, like, how you was able to do it, like. Like, when the whole shit about, they were trying to get me to go overseas for years and years, and I ain't give a fuck how much money it was, I wasn't moving like that, cause all my niggas were convicted felons. I couldn't get the scraps across the motherfucking customs. Like, I just can't move like that, bro, you know what I mean? And I remember, like, Sibby Rome calling me late at night, like, you really need to do this for your career, this and that, and DM the biggest record in Europe right now, and I still was like, fuck it, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't even tripping. And you like, bro, man, we gotta go international, we gotta. I'm like, man, look, bruh, I ain't fucking with it, bruh, that's that on that. You know what I'm saying? Then I call you back this same night, like, we going to London. We used to walk inside the office, get them people hell. I knew you was loyal when your partner went to jail. You never missed a court date, you stayed on the lawyer. And I know Pete Mims gon' miss you, he was really for you. Used to tell me to my face when I was bullshit. Like, if you ain't tryna win, I go do some other shit. I respect you for that more than you ever know. I had issues with niggas, you told me let it go. You helped me realize I was bigger than just a street nigga. Took your advice, got security, but I still keep my pistols though. Yeah, took your advice, got security, but I still keep them pistols though. See, like, I remember we used to go back and forth about, man, you get too much money to be like riding around with all these crazy ass guns. And I understand them your niggas, and I understand y'all come from a certain life, but if you wanna go to that next level, like, you gotta act like it. I ain't gonna lie, like, that shit to go in one ear and out the other ear, cause I'm just from that culture, homie, like, bro. I just don't see nobody protecting me like me. These young niggas with me gon' die with me, bruh. Like, I'ma die with them and it's understood, so I just always felt like that's security, we our own security. You told me youngster a superstar, but that nigga crazy. I introduced you to Bag, you said he amazing. We both were fucked up by Snooty, we had a plan for him. We know he had his little issue, but we were praying for him. I remember you called me excited, saying you had talked to Ye. I can't lie, I was geek. I'm like, what'd he say? You was on some shit like, my guys, they wanna work with you. I ain't gonna front, like, you had told me all the Ye stories and shit. We had been working together like probably a year and a half now, like, I was like, man, I don't even know if you really fuck with Ye like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being G. And then you like, nah, for real, like, you wanna work with you. I'm like, when? You like, tomorrow. Nigga, shit was so crazy, cause you know, I only like flying, like, nigga, I went jump on a motherfucking Southwest flight, like, nigga sitting way in the back, nigga ain't even fuck, nigga, like, we was on the first thing smoking, nigga, to LA, we going to work with Kanye, shit was crazy, we walked in the studio, and nigga was eating Popeye's chicken and shit, he was just a cool-ass nigga, like, I just immediately went straight in, dropping joint after joint after joint after joint. And I ain't give a fuck what it was gonna be on it, if it was gonna be on anything. It was just, I always want to work with Ye, and you knew it. It's crazy. Now I told you I want to sound with Jay, then you asked me why. You ain't really feel the shit, but you was down to ride. Then we went up to the office, you had a different view. And you were rushing me to sign like the shit was you.
Crazy. See, I always knew Nene was your man and shit, cause you already talked about him, but we met Tata and Shaka then. You remember we sat down in the room with Jay? And that nigga was just kicking some real shit to us. We were holding our composure on some G shit though. We CMG, you know what I'm saying? We get money too, you feel me? When we left the office, we were like, damn. I mean, nigga was just amazed that like, niggas had grew up together and built an empire together. And I was really motivated by that. Like that, I told you, that's how I wanted me and my brothers to be. And me and my niggas to be. And we went to this little private party, you remember that shit? Jay got them and popped the ace and that shit spilled all on the table and shit. I remember you pulled me to the side, you were like, man, I've been in the game a long time. It's like the very, very first time I felt like an artist. You were telling me like you feel like an artist. You were like, nigga, I signed a contract right now if they break that motherfucker out. Damn. If I knew talking to you was my last time, the other night it wouldn't have been about no CM9. I would've let you know I value your participation and would've thanked you for your patience and your conversations. No, you don't supposed to question God and you and somewhere better, but we supposed to get rich and go and retire together. What happened?